We just got to say praise the Lord and thank you for tuning in to our teaching today, and we hope it'll be a blessing to you and edification to your soul and spirit. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that you're going to anoint your word and the words that I say. You will anoint, God, to fulfill your will and your purpose in the lives of those that receive them. God, grant it now in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. We want to pick up today on the second part of a subject, the quickening power of God. And we're going to pick up in 2 Timothy in the 4th chapter, verse 1. It states that Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at the appearing of his kingdom. Now, a lot of people through the years have asked, what does this mean, the quick and the dead? Well, the Bible says there's going to be a judgment of all. And the dead here is not the spiritual dead, but the dead here are those that know not Christ. They will be judged out of the book. They'll be the ones that saved and backslid, even though that some people get furious when you say that because they're living in sin. See, my friend, if you get upset when I say the backslid dead will wind up in hell, then you probably are up to your eyeballs in sin yourself. You're probably living in adultery, or you're probably committing some death penalty sin, and you've been justified by some preacher that's told you it's all right so he can get you money. He can get you head count in his roll book, and he can get you money. And money's usually the author of most of it. But the dead are those that know not God, and those that never knew God, or they have backslid, and they wind up in the place called hell. The quick is those which has been made alive in God. We must understand that principle. Acts 10 and 42 states, "And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead." There's another scripture uses that word, the quick and the dead. And Ephesians in the 2nd chapter in verse 1, "And you has he quickened who were dead in transgression and sin." See, sin and transgression makes us dead. God's hand, he's not short, his ear's not deaf, but he won't receive us or hear us if we're in our sin and our transgression. Ephesians 2 and 5, "Even when we were dead in sin, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved." Verse 6 goes on to say, "And has raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." I get shouting happy when I read some of these scriptures. Psalms 119 and 5. "This is my comfort in my afflictions, for thy word has quickened me." You ought to get feeling good. Just get full of the word of God. And you want a healing. You want your body to be made whole. Just get full of the word of God, and you'll find things that will just literally begin to happen. Good things will happen, and God will begin to move in a supernatural way in your life. Psalm 119 and 93, "I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me." With thy precepts, with his word, he has quickened us. And he said he would never forget them. Still on the quickening power of God, Psalms 119 and 25, "My soul cleaveth unto the dust, quicken thou me according to thy word." Psalms 119 and 37, "Turn away my eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way." In Psalms 119 and 40, "Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness." And then Psalms 119 and 88, "Quicken me after thy loving kindness. So shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth." Psalms 119 and 149 tells us, "Hear my voice according unto the loving kindness. O Lord, quicken me according to thy judgments." Then in Psalms 119 and 154, plead my cause and deliver me, quicken me according to thy word. Psalms 119 and 56. Great are thy tender mercies to thy judgments. And then Psalms 119 and 159. Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. Some of these things are repetitious, but I found when God repeats something several times, he means that it's important and there's a purpose for it. Psalms 143 and 11, quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. See, God, when we don't know which way to turn, God is able to do that exceedingly abundantly, all that we ask to think, according to the power of God that worketh within us. He just ignites the spirit that's within us, and he ignites us to climb out and climb up on top. God makes a way where there seemeth none. He'll never leave you, never forsake you. He'll go with you all the way. He's there for you. But see, what's happened in the world today, in the church world, and I'm an old-time Pentecostal preacher. I've seen the power of God fall and just do wonders in people's lives. And I know we got a lot of gimmick preachers on television. We got a lot of phony blonies. And I could call names, but let's just leave the names out of it today. We're trying to teach today. But they're on there that are paying people to act out the gifts of the Spirit. And that's no good. We got preachers on there that are really conning people out of millions and even hundreds of millions per year, and they're not right with God themselves. The people that, I'll say this, some of the people that helped PTL years ago and the leader pull time, and really a lot of those workers should have pulled time, they've circled back around, and some of the other programs have got those same phonies on those programs raising millions of dollars and just conning people out of money. This thing, let me tell you something. People send their money to phony preachers. People go give their money to phony preachers. You need to find somebody that's preaching the word that you can be quickened by the Spirit. And until you get the sin out of your life, until you get clean with God, you're not going to be quickened. You're going to still blunder around in your sins. You're still going to blunder around in your infirmities. But when you get quickened by the Spirit of God, you're going to be made alive and God can move in your spirit. Amen. I was praying for somebody in a service just this weekend. And when I began to pray for her, the Spirit of God quickened in them. And I knowed God was going to do a great work. And God gave me a word of wisdom and knowledge for that person, because they're willing to let God move in their life. You got to be willing. This thing is for the willing. This thing is for the obedient. They must first be in you a willing mind. If you're going to get anywhere with God, you've got to surrender. You've got to lay down your, you got to just lay it all down at the feet of Jesus. And you got to take up your cross and you got to follow him. You got to deny yourself, amen, with all thy strength, all thy mind, and all thy body, and all that's within you. You've got to serve him and come to him. Now in Psalms 143 and 11, quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. This is, it's just powerful, amen. I had to go back to that and just read it again because it's so powerful, amen. That he will, amen, bring my soul out of trouble. Psalm 71 and 20. Thou which has shown me great and sore troubles shall quicken me again, shall bring me up out from the depths of the earth. He'll do what he said in his word, and he'll keep his word. Now we want to look to Psalms 80 and 18. So will not we go back from thee, quicken us, and we will call upon thy name. The Bible tells us we would all have went back if God hadn't have quickened us. If God hadn't have raised up in us his spirit, every one of us would have went back. Amen. And when God quickens us, then we will call upon his name. We know that, you know, we have been touched on the inner man. A lot of time we need a physical touch on the outer man, and God will give that for us. But we also need the touch on the inner man, wherein that God can move and have his way and do the work that needs to be done in our life. Amen. Because, you know, once we come to Christ, in part one of this teaching, we covered some area over in Colossians, the third chapter. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. In Romans 6 and 1, he says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Verse 2 says, God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? We realize that God has made a change in us. The old man is dead. We've been changed. I've been reborn. I've been remade. You know, people talk about, I hear a guy say one time he had born-again used cars, and he took old flypaper and even tape and taped over rust holes and sprayed paint over top of it, and you could still stick your finger through the rust holes. Well, that's not born again. That's dispatched. When he allows us the right to be born again, he don't dispatch us up. He said, behold, all things are made new. He makes us a brand new creation in Christ Jesus after the likeness of him that has saved us. We become like Christ Jesus. This life we now live is no longer ours. It don't belong to us anymore. But it's been purchased by the shed blood, and it's his. And now we're that changed creature. Old nature gone, can't say it enough. The old man is crucified. And I want to say this as plain as I can say it. If you're still living in your sins, you've not been saved. You've not given your heart to the Lord, and you've not been changed. Because you can't dwell there in them any longer. The Spirit of God just won't let you. The Holy Ghost will whip you, wool you, and deal with you until you come out of your sins and you come to the place where God can work in your life. It troubles my spirit, and I plan to spend the longest day that God gives me breath on this earth of declaring war against sin and declaring war against the teachings that justify sin. God cannot quicken you if you've just justified your sins. People, you know, they talk about church membership, and I'm not hung up on church membership. I think church membership's a forest. I think it's a mockery of God's word, because the Bible said there was added to the church daily such as that be saved. He didn't say they went down and took a membership class and studied the history of some organization to become in the church. They was added to the church daily, such as that be saved. You've got to be born again to be in the church. And I dare somebody to say, well, we'll give you the right hand of fellowship and we'll take you in the church and God will put your name on the Lamb's Book of Life. I've heard preachers say that. I've heard preachers stand in the pulpit and say, if we take your name off the roll book, God has an angel to take your name out of the book of life in heaven. That's a lie of the devil. Amen. There's no truth in that. What man does physically here on earth in writing a name in a register, out of a register, or whatever, has nothing to do with eternal life. Eternal life is granted the fact that you were dead in your sins and you asked for forgiveness. You believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. You believed in the plan of salvation, and you come to him and you asked him to save you. And if you will ask him to save you, he will do that. But he won't save you in your sins. He saves you out of your sins and from your sins. Amen. So we want to pray today as we come to the close of this teaching on the quickening power of God. And we want to pray and ask God to do a work in your life. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I want you to save today. I want you, Lord, to get a hold to somebody that's set under a dead preacher and a dead church that's told them that they are justified in their sins. Lord, I want to get a hold to somebody today by your Spirit that they'll pray and seek God and ask God to come in their heart and their life and change them that they can be born again. Lord, we've got to declare this word. We got to cry aloud and spare not. For God, you'll save to the uttermost. Then God, you can quicken their iniquities and you can quicken their physical bodies and their infirmities can be quickened. So Lord, would you grant it today in the name of Jesus that men and women would hear the cry of the gospel and they'd be saved, be regenerated, be born again, and be quickened in their spirits and in their physical bodies. God grant it now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. God bless you till we come to you with the next teaching.